And now, Hard Facts.
Hard Facts with Dio.
Welcome back to this Hard Fact to 91390 in Fern Herring Buddha Hackett. I'm Dio. 12 minutes gone past 5 p.m. Conversation continues. Thanks for staying tonight. This was on the news earlier on. Two arrested manufacturers of fake drinks reveal location of their distribution centres in Buddha Hackett. Basically, the River State Police Command has cracked a fake drinks syndicate in Buddha Hackett. Now, here's the story. Two arrested manufacturers of fake drinks revealed how they have been running the business for more than 2 years with their distribution centres in Orderly, Padami, in Oil Mill Market, Port Harcourt, and Warri Delta State. The suspects, Akaira Collins and Christian John, made this known as the police displayed items recovered from them when they were arrested last week in Port Harcourt. Let's hear what this reported fraudsters had to say about this unwholesome, very dangerous and obviously illegal practice as well.
I buy other low-quality drink to turn for the high-quality one. When I order for the bottle from my bar, they will send it down for me here. Campari, now I refill it with that Kalahari. The focus, I use Don Simon. The Chelsea, I miss the Chelsea. Ethanol. James, I use Red Train to turn James. We are four people. I work with Beverly here. It's Rula Nigeria Limited. So that is where I acquired the experience. It's very heady, I shall show you. We don't put anything additional to it.
Yes, I was working with this young man here before they caught me. Yes, it's when I have a problem of where I was working before. So I'm now short of money. I couldn't do the things I've been doing before. So you now call me that, look at what is on now, that if I will come and be looking for daily bread there, I should come.
Addressing journalists, the spokesman of the River State Police Command, Namdi Mooney, said that two men will soon be charged to court. He said two other suspects escaped during the invasion of their camp.
Block runners on them when our men stormed there. We were able to arrest them. Others took to flight on citing the police. We were able to arrest these two, Christian, and Christian has opened up to tell us how he concussed them and produces them. And where he also sells them, he has told us that sometimes he takes them to death estates, and he has a stand at the Oil Mill Market. He has a stand over there. And he sells these things. He picks these bottles from Abba, told us, picks them over, that we are still investigating. He picks them from Abba and refills them, then sells them back to the society.
Now, SP Money, however, called on the public to report anyone seen patronizing fake drinks in Port Harcourt.
We have arrested them. We're also going to dig deeper to find out what that is about, what they've been doing. And then those who are wrong will also make efforts to see that they're arrested and brought to justice. As soon as the investigation is over, they'll be arraigned in court. My advice to the public is that they should be wary of these fake drinks, because the fake drinks are dominating most markets in River State. They should not be patronizing roadside sellers. They should go to wine shops and supermarkets to get your drink, rather than patronizing the roadside sellers.
Well, there you have it. Now, I did mention on the start of the show today that SP Namdi Mooney, spokesperson of the River State Police Command, was going to join me for this conversation, but every effort at reaching him for the interview at this time has not been successful, and there's been no word from him, as to whether or not he will do this interview, even though there was an agreement earlier, information that he was going to be part of it. But the conversation, the show, must go on nonetheless. Let's get your take on this development. What has been your experience with fake drinks, or maybe even other adulterated products here in River State? Is it commonplace? Have you had any experiences with them? Do you know, for example, maybe a place where that's going on? If you don't want to give any information about yourself, feel free to do so. The lines are open to call in right now. 08172. I am taking calls right now. Okay, I'll just take this myself. Hello, Hard Facts, welcome. Hello? Ah, you're welcome. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, this is Victor.
Go ahead, Victor.
Okay, the fake drink thing is this.
Hello? Sorry, you may have to call back. The line's not clear. The number once again, 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, and 0817-93-0007. We're live on facebook.com/NigerianforPH, WhatsApp on 0809-030-6416. I've got a Chris from Transamadi here. You're welcome, Chris. Please go on.
Yeah, good evening.
Go ahead.
The very one I know is the one.
Hello? Well, I guess he may have to call back. All right, let's see. Once again, feel free to join the conversation via Facebook. Do you have any experience with fake drinks here in River State? Or maybe you're listening from out of the River State, within the country especially. Have you had any experiences with those, or are there adulterated products? Stephen from Oyegbo, you're welcome. Please go on.
Hello?
Stephen, go ahead.
Good evening.
Go ahead, Stephen.
I can't wait, ladies.
Stephen, go ahead.
Okay, good evening. My name is Stephen. I'm calling from Oyibo. I've had such an experience about these adulterated products. I once bought milk, a tin milk or something, be it cow or something. And I found out that when I opened it, I tested it, and the test was a kind of watery. I then have to look at the thing to make sure that what I bought is actually what I'm testing. So, behold, I just opened it. It was that they used the tin of peat and they used the label of 3 crowns to cover the tin of the peat. So the rate at which our people are so desperate to make money at the expense of the life of the people is very, very bad. So I believe even if you go to our market, you find out that a lot of the adulterated product is more compared to the original. So some of the companies today are folding up just because they can't sell, or they are not meeting up to be able to pay their workers and all that because of the adulterated produce. So I believe the government have to do more to be able to help to cut all those things down.
All right, Stephen, good to hear from you as well. And especially if you have any information as to where these things do go on, especially with fake drinks, that appears to be... Well, I imagine that several other products or consumables are being faked or adulterated, but I think that one of the areas of focus of these syndicates, they tend to focus a lot on drinks, and I think they do that because a lot of people can't really tell by taste whether what they're consuming is real or not. It's especially with drinks, especially with alcoholic drinks. A lot of consumers might not be able to tell the difference, especially if the tastes are similar. If they're able to get it close enough, I think that might happen in cases where they use some of the original, simply mix it with something else. So you might still get a whiff of the original taste, or maybe even a whiff of the original smell in it, but something's not quite right. If you have an experience with that, or have had an experiences with that, let's hear from you now. The lines are open once again. 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, and 0817-93-0007. Once again, live on facebook.com/NigerianforPH. WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. Also, especially if you are a shop owner or a supermarket owner it's your business to sell these products, how do you source your commodity? How do you source your merchandise to ensure that what you sell to your customers or those who patronize you is the real deal, is the original stuff, drinks and whatnot? Because, I mean, there have been reports that some of these fake commodities also make it into supermarkets, shops, even some of the very big and popular supermarket brands out there. We hear that they also make it to these places also. So how do you source for your merchandise and ensure you have top quality original content? I've got Henry from Borokiri. You're welcome. Go on.
Hello. Yeah, Dayo, good evening.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the issue of this adulterating products, especially when it comes to alcohol, it has been a commonplace. And I thought by before now, the NAFDA could have sworn into action rather than allowing the police to do their work. Primarily, the NAFDAC is supposed to be doing it, but thank God that the police has intervened. And
Henry, just a moment. It is the police's job to address any kind of crime at all. So, yes, some agencies are specialized to deal with particular crimes, but it doesn't mean that the police should fold its arms and turn look the other way because it has to do with fake drinks.
We're not saying the same thing,
Henry, but go on.
You said what?
I'm sure we're not saying the same thing, but go ahead.
You know, I remember once I finished my promotion interview and I needed to see to some friends somewhere in D-Line. And I was used to drinking Campari. Only for me to buy the Campari, pour it in the cup. The Campari strained the cup. And I told people that this is not original Campari. Like a colored, you know?
Yeah.
It has been there. After the police should form a kind of a task force and go around our markets, especially this oil mill and some other markets that are not too registered or not too known, you will find so many fake products littered everywhere.
So the day you had the fake Campari, what did you do? Did you notify the owner of the business?
I reported to the Italians. They changed it. They knew that it was fake.
Oh, okay. All right.
And they said, they're going to replace it.
And
they replaced it.
And they gave you the original one?
Yes, they gave me the original Campari. And I poured it in the cup. I took my first. Now look at the original Campari. You cannot stain your cup. But the other one was like mixed with a color that will stain the cup.
Well, Henry, great to have you.
We need to be careful of what we consume.
Absolutely, we definitely need to. Well, I must go for a commercial break right now. We've got headlines at 5:30 p.m. Discussions continue afterwards. Do please stay with us. Welcome back to Hard Facts 91.3 Nigeria Info and Herring Port Harcourt. I'm Dire. Discussions continue. We got 26 minutes ago before 6 p.m. The major news is up at 6. Before that, however, two arrested manufacturers of fake drinks today revealed how they have been running the business for more than 2 years. I think they were arrested, you know, pardon me. Well, yesterday, not today, pardon me. Now, they've been running the business for more than 2 years with their distribution centres in Oil Mill Market, Port Harcourt and Warri Delta State. A suspect, Kat Yura Collins and Christian John, made this known as the police displayed items recovered from them when they were arrested last week in Port Harcourt.
I buy other low quality drink to turn for the high quality one. When I order for the bottle from Abad, they will send it down for me here. Campari, now I refill it with that Kalahari. The focus, I use Don Simon. The Chelsea, I miss the Chelsea. Ethanol. James, I use Red Train to turn James. We are four people. I work with Beverly here. This Rula Nigeria Limited. So that is where I acquire the experience. It's very heady, I shall show you. We don't put anything additional to it.
Yes, I was working with this young man here before they caught me. Yes, it's when I have a problem of where I was working before. So I'm now short of money. I couldn't do the things I've been doing before. So you now call me that look at what is on now, that if I will come and be looking for daily bread there, I should come.
Addressing journalists, spokesman of the River State Police Command, Nnamdi Muni, said the two men will soon be charged to court. He said two other suspects escaped during the invasion of their camp.
Block runners on them when our men stormed there. We were able to arrest them. Others took to flight on citing the police. We were able to arrest these two, Christian, and Christian has opened up to tell us how he concussed them and produces them. And where he also says them, he has told us that sometimes he takes them to Delta State, and he has a stand at the oil main market. He has a stand over there. Then he says these things. He picks these bottles from Abba, told us, picks them over, that we are still investigating. He picks them from Abba and refills them, then sends them back to the society.
And Aspire Money has urged the public to report anyone seen patronizing fake drinks in Port Harcourt.
We have arrested them. We're also going to dig deeper to find out what that is about, what they've been doing. And then those who are wrong will also make efforts to see that they're arrested and brought to justice. As soon as the investigation is over, they'll be arraigned in court. My advice to the public is that they should be wary of these fake drinks, because the fake drinks are dominating most markets in River State. They should not be patronizing roadside sellers. They should go to approve wine shops and supermarkets to get your drink, rather than patronizing the roadside sellers.
Well, let's get your take on this development. Have you had any experience with this? And to shop owners also, how do you ensure that you're able to source for original content as well? The lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. Via Facebook, Michael Lucas here goes, good day, let these fellows face the full wrath of the law. They've committed crimes against humanity, so they should be punished for their unlawful act. I've got Pius Mike here, who's going, I bought Big Cola drink last Saturday from a store and the taste was something else. I complained to the store owner that this drink wasn't tasting nice. I could not finish a bottle of this very drink that day because it seemed fake. Also via Facebook, Henry Mbak goes, most of these fake drinks and drug manufacturers now buy enrichment and have connections with security operatives and have been harassing and intimidating people that expose them, especially at the popular Izuku market, also known as Symmetry Market. As part of ways to curtail their suicide trading activities, people should break the bottles of these drinks and other containers after consumption and stop selling them to buyers or disposing it at refuse dump sites. I suppose that's one way to go as well. But then again, this particular guys in Port Harcourt say that they order the bottles. I don't think that the guys they order it from just go about picking empty bottles at refuse dumps. I think some people actually manufacture these bottles and manufacture the labels as well. But that's not to say that some people don't pick bottles from refuse dumps. I've got Tommy from Rumo Dumai. Tommy, welcome. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Dayo. Good evening.
Hello.
This news is so shocking. I must tell you the gospel truth. You understand? Please, these people should be thoroughly punished. They should be thoroughly punished. I'm telling you the gospel truth. This is a high level of wickedness. And I want to ask Dayo, what is our NAFDAC doing? What is Standard Organization of Nigeria doing? SON. So when I blame these people, sometimes I also put the blame on SON and the NAFDAC. They are not enough. Thank you.
You're welcome. Fine, what's up? The only stuff that's not fake in Port Harcourt are the sun and the moon. The superstores are not left out. And the annoying thing is that the so-called superstores don't care to even listen when you complain to them. Even he mentioned a very, very popular, one of the most popular superstores here in Port Harcourt. I will not mention the name. Even is not left out. It is frustrating. Yeah, I suppose so. Diet, good evening. This is a very serious issue that our government and security personnel should tackle before it gets out of hand. And that's from Emmanuel. Okay, Emmanuel. I've got Madaka from Abai. Welcome. Please go on.
Yes. What I want to know, apart from sugar manufacturing, what of all this Mr. Sanchi and
Alright, please ignore Maduka. The conversation is not about ethnicity or tribe, it's about fake drinks. So if you've identified any fake drink anywhere, simply talk about it. The ethnicity of those who peddle the fake or substandard drinks is not the subject of this conversation. Most people running clubhouses are contributing to this. They sell the empty bottles to the guys after cleaning the clubhouses every Monday morning. The bottles that still have labels are more expensive. They even sell the cottons. I know a drink that the empty cotton goes for as high as 3K. What do you mean by cotton? What cotton, really? Says C-O-T-T-O-N, empty cotton. I'm not sure what that is. Can you clarify that? What do you mean by empty cotton? Really? Anyways. Oh, okay. Maybe he means carton. Okay. Are you trying to spell carton? Okay, maybe he means empty carton, not. Okay, carton is spelled C-A-R-T-O-N, not C-O-T-T-O-N. Okay, all right. Let's take a final call before a commercial break. Hello, you're welcome. Please go on.
Hello. Yeah, good evening.
Hello, go ahead.
You know, particularly for this case that's been reported, it's been reported as if it's one incident, but this thing is massive and virtually everywhere. As I speak to you, you're right inside of Bori camp, and I'm sorry to mention this. These alcohol drinks are being adulterated right inside of Bori camp.
How do you know this?
I'm telling you because I know.
No, it's not enough to say that. I must ask, just you have to say something beyond I know.
Okay. I have one-on-one experience, another location way around Elebolo.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Here, these things are packaged and sold out every now and then as I speak to you.
That's not the same thing as you mentioned specifically inside Bori camp. How do you know that? Hello. You have to give me something. No, I mean, that's a very, very serious allegation inside of Bori camp. So you have to give me something more than I know. You know. So, anyways. Well, that's about it. I have to wrap it up right now.